From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is congratulating Iraq, its prime minister and security forces, for liberating the city of Mosul from the Islamic State. The prime minister declared victory over ISIS Monday in taking back the city Islamic State as declared the capital of its caliphate in Iraq. The victory in Mosul signals that its days in Iraq and Syria are numbered. "We will continue to seek the total destruction of ISIS," Mr. Trump said in a White House statement. Egyptian police say they have killed six suspected members of the Islamic State in a shootout. Security forces were carrying out a raid Monday on the militants' apartment hideout when the gunfight broke out. All six suspected militants were killed. Police say they found a bomb, five automatic weapons, and ammunition. They also found IS propaganda material containing the concepts and slogans of the group. On Friday, 23 Egyptian soldiers were killed by two suicide car bombs in northern Sinai, one of the largest attacks on Egyptian security forces in years. The FBI has arrested an active-duty U.S. soldier on terrorism charges, accusing him of planning to deliver classified documents and military hardware to the Islamic State group. Sergeant First Class Saikaka Kang was arrested Saturday in Hawaii, where he is stationed. He is said to be 34 and a veteran of military service. His father, Clifford, says he was stunned to hear of this.
"Why would he do that? You know, he got everything going for him. Just don't understand."
Associated Press reported that a criminal complaint filed by the FBI said Kang attempted to turn over classified and unclassified military documents to the Islamic State. This is VOA News. The New York Times has reported that the man who set up a meeting between Donald Trump Jr. and a Russian attorney last year indicated in an email to Trump that the Russian government was the source of information that might hurt Hillary Clinton's campaign for president. The Times said its story was based on information from three people with knowledge of the email, and that the message from publicist Rob Goldstone told Trump that the material was part of a Russian government effort to help his father, Donald Trump, defeat Hillary Clinton. One unintended consequence of President Donald Trump's appearance at the Group of 20 summit in Hamburg was a renewed focus on the blurring of lines between his official duty and family. This was caused by Ivanka Trump representing the president during at least one working session of the summit in Germany. Mr. Trump is being chastised for exiting at least one and possibly as many as three G20 sessions, at least part of the time, and having his daughter occupy his chair. More from VOA's Steve Herman.
The president went on the defensive Monday, attempting to redirect via Twitter to focus to his opponent in last year's general election, Democrat Hillary Clinton. The former Secretary of State's daughter, Chelsea Clinton, quickly tweeted a retort to Trump. The president is correct in noting that the G20 host defended Ivanka Trump, taking the place of her father.
The delegations themselves decide, should the president not be present for a meeting, who will then take over and sit in the chair. And Ivanka Trump was part and parcel of the American delegation, so that is something that other delegations also do. And it is very well known that she works at the White House and that she also is engaged in certain initiatives.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, a spokesperson for the White House, calls the criticism of Ivanka Trump an outrageous attack.
Thousands of unoccupied and separated refugee and migrant children risk exploitation, trafficking, abuse, and violence because European asylum countries have failed to protect them. That's according to three leading humanitarian organizations. To remedy this, the United Nations Refugee Agency, the UN Children's Fund, and International Rescue Committee have devised a roadmap for action to protect vulnerable children arriving and staying in Europe. President Donald Trump's administration is postponing and plans to drop a program to provide visas for foreign entrepreneurs who launch companies in the United States. The program, proposed last year by former President Barack Obama, was intended to give entrepreneurs who are not eligible for other types of visas permission to live for 30 months in the U.S. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.